Let us take a moment of silence and find ourselves before the throne of God in prayer. So let us pray. God, we find ourselves before you on another Sunday morning. As we've come together to worship and praise you together, remind us that truly we are part of the family of God, adopted, heirs in kind, joint heirs with Christ, if he be our Savior, our Redeemer, our Messiah. And Father, as we come before you today, we seek forgiveness for sin, strength for our journey, love that we may share, grace that may abound, mercy that ever grows, and your presence, your peace, and your power. We pray for a fresh anointing of your Holy Spirit upon our hearts and lives, upon our work, our task, our calling, that you would move and stir within us your spirit of love, concern, compassion, commitment, and dedication. And Father, as we continue our hearts before you, we lift our needs before you today. Father, you know each and every one, the ones we've spoken, the ones that are silently there upon our heart. Father, you know each and every one, as you know the numbers of the hair on each of our heads. For these needs we've brought before you today, Father, we trust in you, that you would know, that you would touch, that you would strengthen, that you would comfort, that you would share with all of us and with those for whom we pray your peace and your presence. And Father, as we continue our prayers, we pray for our church, for those who travel and are away through the summer months. Father, we pray for mercies upon them as they travel. For us as we work and as they work and as we're called to share your witness, Father, just empower us to let that witness be one that shows you, not us, that exemplifies your call upon our life, that it exemplifies one who lives in humility before their God, seeking to do the will of Christ their Savior. And Father, as we pray for our church, we pray for the other churches in this community and communities around the world who believe in Jesus Christ, who share that message with the world around them through words and deeds. To be the church calls us to action, to do. And Father, we turn our prayers now to pray for the leaders of our country, our local towns, cities, governances, schools, school boards, as our children and teachers prepare to go back to school. Father, we pray that you would guide them in your Holy Spirit, strengthen them in their faith of you. If they don't have faith in you, convict them of it, that we may do all things through belief in you that lets love grow in us. We pray that our leaders of our nation and nations around the world would hear your call upon their life and heed that call and follow you. Father, we pray for all the problems we see in our country and countries around the world, for those who suffer and are oppressed. Father, for those who aren't sure of today, or maybe even where a meal will come from, or a refreshing drink of water. Father, we lift them up. Let us ever be thankful for what we have and mindful that others don't have. Father, thank you for hearing our prayers as we lift them before you. In the name of our Lord, our Savior, Jesus, our Christ. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Seated.